From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters take to the streets in Germany over sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday in Cologne. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 counter-protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels is one of the left-wing supporters.
Sexual violence is a global issue. It's a German issue as well as an international issue. And we need to fight sexism, but we need to fight racism too.
Reports of attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent on New Year's Eve have sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police's failure to prevent those attacks. Meanwhile, police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in the capital, Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Some demonstrators threw firebombs and stones toward the main government building, breaking windows and causing part of the building to catch fire. Police responded by using tear gas to push back protesters. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers and the possibility of funding from Belgrade, represents a threat to the country's independence. They also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro, which they say causes Kosovo to lose territory. This is VOA News. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State says that it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed two members of security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Egypt's Giza province. International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. The attack came one day after three European tourists were stabbed at a hotel in a Red Sea resort. Egypt's tourism minister said later that the government would soon be announcing further security measures to protect foreign tourists at resorts and other tourist centers. The Mexican government is willing to extradite captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. Mexican officials told multiple media outlets on Saturday that is a sharp reversal from the government's position after his last capture in 2014. Guzman's escape in July from a maximum security prison was a point of friction between Washington and Mexico City. The extradition process could take months, and Guzman's lawyers are expected to fight it. Guzman was returned to the Altiplano's prison after being recaptured Friday in the city of Los Mochis in his home state of Sinaloa. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised the U.S. auto industry for strong results in 2015, where domestic sales hit a record of nearly 17.5 million vehicles. In his first media address of the year, Mr. Obama said even though his rescue of the auto industry wasn't popular, it was necessary.
In exchange for help, we demanded responsibility. We said the auto industry would have to truly change, not just pretend that it did. We got labor and management to settle their differences. We got the industry to retool and restructure. Everyone had some skin in the game.
The industry has steadily recovered since 2009, when sales were at their lowest levels since World War II. Low gasoline prices, easy credit, and moderate economic growth are considered key factors in the industry resurgence. And the Powerball lottery is just hours away from its drawing to see if someone will win nearly $1 billion. If no one matches all the numbers, the next drawing is expected to soar to $1.3 billion, according to officials with the Multi-State Lottery Association. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.